Trap 47. I've got the first row files compiled and uploaded. Go over them and let me know what you need. Good to have you back.
Listening on your mobile device, or at your computer, or wherever, I don't care. You know what you're listening to? You're listening to Just Nerd Stuff. That's right, this is episode number 11, and we are your hosts, Corey,
Kurt,
Matt David,
and we are the ones to call when you need a nerdy job done right, clean and simple.
Oh yeah.
Today's spoiler review is Hitman Agent 47. Will this film finally break the trend of bad video game movies? You'd be surprised by what we have to say. But don't worry, it's mostly negative. And in the news, an actress from the Marvel Cinematic Universe wants to be the first female Doctor Who. Who could it be?
I see what you did there. Very punny.
Thank you all for listening with us today. We really appreciate you all. Matt Damon isn't really on our podcast today. Or excuse me,
Matt Damon.
Jacob's not here today. Jacob went and got his wisdom teeth pulled out, and because of that, he's in pain. And he wanted to talk, and we just kept saying he was going to sound like Matt Damon from the Team America World Police
Are we
movie.
Terrible people? No, we're not.
No, we're not.
We're really not that terrible.
I know Jacob's going to be listening to criticize this. So, hi, Jacob. We're going to make it absolutely terrible for you.
Ha, ha.
You're going to suffer. Suffer terribly.
Ha, ha.
But me and Kurt are here.
Yeah, we're here.
So we're going to do our best with you today. I'm sure you'll love us anyway. Because you already listened. Hey, we got followers in Kansas. And we had nothing to do with
seriously,
that.
Seriously, I want to know who these people are.
Do you guys really have anything else to do? Like, anything? I mean, don't get me wrong. We really appreciate you listening. I really appreciate you guys spreading the word, spreading the nerdiness, and giving us downloads and good numbers. You guys are awesome, but...
I mean,
really?
I can understand them listening to us. I mean, we are awesome. I mean, let's be honest. But seriously, like, out of all of the areas in the entire world, for some reason we have a bunch of followers in Kansas who we do not know.
I've looked up all of our spots where we get all our downloads and visits from. We've had a couple visits, like one from Australia, one from UK. That's cool. That's fine. But it's mostly the US. And it's really spread out. But right in the dead center of all of the places that we get visits or plays from, it's Kansas. So you guys out there,
this episode is for you.
It's for you. Keep spreading the nerdiness, guys, because we love yous. We love yous.
All right.
So let's get into the show. We're going to start off today with A Link to the Past. Today's Link to the Past is Hitman Absolution. It is a game that came out in 2012.
Yeah.
And, of course, we are obviously bringing this up because of the new movie. Part of the reason we do this show is so that way we can kind of expand our horizons as, I'm not used to playing other games outside the realm that I like action-adventure. That's mostly what I do, kind of like Uncharted style. And
we want to basically get a feel for, like, new styles and different games that we don't usually play.
Right, and this is one, the Hitman series was one I was never really interested in. It's not really my style. Kurt knows me. I'm not.
Yeah.
Kurt's more of the person who claims to be of the darker side, while I'm more of the lighter side. And I'm, and I like playing games where I'm an adventurous hero, and Kurt's more like the anti-hero. And well, he's not even really a hero, is he?
No.
I wouldn't even classify him as a hero. Okay, he's just an action.
He's just a guy.
He's just a guy.
I mean, he has a job. I mean, seriously, because like if you think about it, like Hitman, he's an assassin.
Yeah.
He's not really like he doesn't care about people, like he has no emotions, so
or at least that's the way he was genetically trained
to be. Exactly. So I'm always assuming, because obviously I don't know much about the Hitman games. I mean, I remember I played like one of the originals. I barely remember it at all. And after playing this one, I mean, I can understand that like he does somewhat kind of feel in a sense like he can, but
He cares for the people that he works with.
Yeah,
or have gotten him out of a situation like
people
Diana.
He trusts.
Diana
people
is like
he trusts.
His main person who always gave him the missions, and she's even mentioned in the movies as well.
Yeah.
And in Absolution, Diana is at the beginning of the game. She actually betrays the agency. I don't remember exactly what. Kurt and I both only played like the first two levels, unfortunately. Yeah. We wanted to play more, but we didn't have any time this week. It's been a frustrating week. But so this is really our just like first initial thoughts and whether or not we'll get into this. So for you listeners as well, if you have not played it, maybe, you know, after listening to this, you'll be like, hey, maybe I'll try it too. I don't know.
You guys
in Kansas. Maybe you guys will do it.
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it, guys. Tell us what you think. Get us on Facebook. Because I don't think you guys liked our Facebook page. Shame on you.
I don't know.
I don't think they did. It's pretty much been... our Facebook page has been pretty much all of our friends like, hey, guys, like our page. Anyway.
Still.
But yeah, Hitman Absolution. I'm definitely not used to that kind of gameplay style. It's a stealth-based game. And it really heavily focuses on the stealth. Like, I've played Assassin's Creed. Kurt and I have discussed this before.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed is a stealth game, but it is more focused, in my opinion, on the action and the story of it. Whereas this game, at least from what I'm getting initially, these games are focused more on the actual stealth. You actually take your time. You have to wait. You have to see these characters and what they do, their motions, and then you have this whole group of options to do. You can poison food as it's taken out. You can wait for them to go to the bathroom. You can they'll like, oh, well, you're fine. You're walking around. As long as you're in a new costume and in stealth mode, you're pretty much okay.
Yeah, I mean, because I've played all the Assassin's Creeds, and I have also, like, but you also get the feel, like, kind of like the Arkham series, because it has that stealthy feel to it, and, you, mm-hmm. like, you can go through the game just beating up everybody, or you can go through the game just being stealthy and never, you could literally go through the game not killing a single person, or not knocking out someone, or you can go through the entire game killing everybody, or knocking out everybody.
Or you could just wait and go get the target, and that's it?
Exactly, like... It doesn't matter what
you'll probably
do.
Cause a lot of ruckus doing that.
Yeah, like,
but you can do it.
But you can, like, it's possible. Like, I like the mission I just told you, like in the prologue, I was playing that, and you had to get this key card from the one guy, and all these guards are standing all around. I just casually walk by them in disguise, walk right up to the guy, pull him down onto the ground, like knock him out, and then take the key card and walk out of the room, and I didn't even get noticed.
Yeah,
like. I don't even know what to say to that.
You can't even.
I can't even. Like, I just can't.
Hitman because, can't even.
I mean,
can you imagine he's on the phone with Diana? Diana's like, we need you to take this. I can't even, Diana. I can't even.
I just can't even.
I can't.
I can't even.
What's that, Hitman? You can't. No, I can't.
47.
If there's a scale from 1 to 47, I can't even.
You can't. I just can't.
But, no, I think with this game, it was such a weird, jarring effect for me because I'm so used to just running in and killing the bad guys and get to your mission. And maybe that's just how games are kind of based up now. Like, that's the way they're set up.
Yeah.
Is that it's about getting in there, getting the mission done, you're good. Whereas these games, just you really have to learn your patience and take your time. And I'm not used to that. So sitting there, I'm just like on edge, like, okay, wait, what do I do now? Where do I go?
Yeah, but like, it's also a scary feeling because you're standing there waiting, or like, say two guys are talking, and then all of a sudden you see another guy, like, you have nowhere to go, and then there's another guy coming around the corner. You're like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, he's going to notice me.
Right, right, right.
Like, it's anticipating because, like, should you attack or should you just wait for the right moment and then try to stealthily take someone out?
Yeah, because like, I'm going to point it out right now. My score was terrible the first time I tried it. Like, absolutely horrendous.
Well, I'm used to, like, stealthy games like that, so I kind of got the feel, like, right away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm used to that, and it was very easy to me, so my score was kind of high, but only because I'm used to it.
Right.
So, but still, like, it's different. It has a different feel to it. It like you can make it a shoot 'em up game. Like on the when you get to Chinatown in the first part,
yeah,
like you open up a door and you see all these people. You can like stealthily walk through them without being seen by anybody. As soon as the door opened, I just pulled out my dual pistols and started shooting everybody just because I could. Like, I mean, I don't know why. I'm like, wait, can I just start shooting people? Would that work?
It's a video game where you have control.
It worked.
You have control of the character. You do what you want.
So I just started shooting civilians just because I could.
You heartless man, you.
I really am a terrible person.
You awful, awful man. No, but yeah. I will say that, like, I'm actually intrigued enough to... I don't know if it just doesn't feel like my kind of game, but I'm intrigued enough to keep playing at least a little bit more and get better at it. So that way I kind of understand, because again, it's that feeling of I'm not used to this. I want to be better at it and I'm not really sure how to go about it. So I feel like if I play that Chinatown level, which is like basically the first big level, I feel like if I played that enough times, I'd probably get better at it, even though I did watch a gameplay video, and that is easily the simplest level.
Yeah.
Because you just wait until he goes around, takes a piss, and then you choke him. You're done.
Yeah.
But the next level after that, which I watched a little bit, it is significantly harder. You have, like, different floors you go on.
Yeah.
And that already, just thinking about it, is making me paranoid. but I'm still intrigued enough to try it again, get a little better. And it does make me excited to see what they do with the PS4 version, because that one was announced at the E3.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh.
They had that trailer.
Oh, yeah, it was. I completely forgot about that.
It's funny because I remember that trailer and I was like, wait, what is this? What is this? Oh, Hitman. Oh, that's right. That series that I've never played. So.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So, no, I'm very intrigued and I definitely want to play some more. And who knows? Maybe we'll do an update on it, maybe on this podcast. Maybe. We'll talk about more. Like, hey, I got better. I killed two people this time instead of zero.
Well, I think you're supposed to not kill people.
This is true.
So,
or kill them very stealth-like.
It's like, hey, this time I killed only one person instead of seven.
I put on seven different costumes. I looked great in each one, and then I killed the guy.
Yep.
I stole your granddad's clothes. I looked incredible.
I wear your granddad's clothes. I was about to say,
I did.
You freaking quoted Macklemore. Of course you did.
I kind of want to make like a Hitman clip when we do our YouTube channel. I want to make a Hitman clip of just him like putting on any costume.
That's close. I look incredible.
Why not? It's America. We can do what we want. Whatever.
I don't even know where you came up with that, but that's brilliant.
I don't know. Anyway. Randomosity is the key to our podcast.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's great. There's structure.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, there's structure to it. But it's also randomosity. That's the best part.
Randomosity.
So yeah, that's our link to the past, guys. So let's get right into the news for the week. So Diego Luna's character in Star Wars Rogue One may in fact be Biggs Darklighter.
That is something I'm very excited to see.
Yeah, it's funny because I never put two and two together when the picture first came out. I was just like, oh, cool.
It's just a bunch of people.
Just a bunch of people. And then somebody, the first instance I got from it was my buddy James texted me. Hi, James. And he sent me the picture of the comparison between him and the man who played Biggs in episode 4 as a Twitter thing. Somebody posted it on Twitter. And it said it couldn't be. But really, it could. It makes me excited because Biggs Darklighter was a character that... You don't really have an emotional attachment to, even though you feel like you should because Luke had an attachment to it. You hear about this Biggs character at the beginning of the movie. Then at the very end, he shows up in the recut version of the original Star Wars.
Yes.
That's the 97 special release.
Finally, they fixed it.
Which was one inclusion that was very welcome to those interesting edits.
Because it made no sense because like Biggs was like, oh, I'm coming to help you. And then all of a sudden, Luke is like... Dang it, Wedge, where are you? It's like, what? That made no sense.
When he says blasted Biggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he says in the movie it's Wedge.
Oh, it's backwards?
Yeah.
I got it backwards. My bad.
Well, there's actually, like I'll mention that for the podcast listeners, there is a version of the original Star Wars movie, a fan edit, called Star Wars Episode 4 Revisited. And it is a fan edit by a guy known as Adiwan. A-D-Y-W-A-N. Adiwan. And he
That guy, I don't know why he's not actually working for Lucasfilms.
Seriously.
Disney. Lucasfilms. Disney.
Well, Lucasfilm under Disney, so technically you're correct. It's okay,
Kurt.
Either
way.
This time, I'm not correcting you. You're kind of correct.
It's kind of both.
Kind of. But this guy did his own fan edit of the original film, and he basically fixed
everything.
Everything you can think of in that movie.
Everything that was wrong or something, like little issues that you may have had with that movie,
and even
he fixed it.
And even ones that you didn't know.
Exactly.
Such as when at the beginning of the movie when R2 and C-3PO are about to get into the escape pod.
Yeah.
And R2, you know, hits the sensor to open up the door.
Yeah.
The cut right after that, his little arm, whatever it is, that
it goes back into his body.
Well, yeah, it's immediately back in. He fixed it. That little minute detail that he fixed shows the passion that he has for this movie.
He noticed little things, tiny little things, and was like, oh, wait, I can fix that real quick.
And then even bigger things, such as the Battle of Yavin. He had the 3D hologram projection was looking at.
The 3D hologram that he did was beautiful.
Oh, it was like,
It's just like, that is the technology we saw in the prequels that should have been in this one.
Yeah, like, where'd it go?
Like, where'd all that technology go?
Did they just, like, go backwards 30 years, but, like, progress and everything else?
Yeah. I was just so highly impressed with Adiwan's, his representation and his edits.
Can you imagine the Rebel Alliance? They were like, sorry, guys, budget cuts. We can't do holograms now.
I was like, what?
We're just using glass projections. Just go with it, guys.
Go with it.
You can see everything. You're good.
Yeah, it's all good.
No big deal. But, Adiwan's cuts are fantastic, and he's working on Episode 5 for the past, like, what, 5-6 years now?
Yeah.
He keeps saying, no, it's this Christmas. No. This holiday. No. 2014. Oh, summer. Yes. No. Christmas 2015. No. So, hopefully...
Like
this year, he is taking the perfect movie of Star Wars and making more perfect.
I'm just saying.
Mind blown.
I seriously think that Disney should hire him. Like, do the movie.
We want this guy's passion for the movies. We need that. Yeah. Bring it in. We need you.
Exactly. I mean, can you imagine if Disney re-edited all the original movies, the saga? Oh,
one can only hope. Come on, Disney. You're my only hope.
Yeah.
Help me, Disney. But yeah, everyone should check it out. Before I say, I want to make it one more mention. If you haven't already checked that out, go watch the fan edit, because Kurt knows my favorite movie ever is the original Star Wars movie. Nothing, to me, that's it. I cannot watch the Blu-rays or the original DVDs that they released.
Nope.
I can't watch it anymore. That fan edit is that good.
It really is. It really is.
Can't do it anymore. It's like one of those things. You just can't. I can't. I just can't even.
But anyway.
But yes. But Biggs Darklighter. I am very excited, because if it is him, this will give us a whole new light on his character and will make us care for him even more in Episode 4.
Instead of just Luke's friend.
Yes.
It'll be more like, instead of just being like, oh, okay, Biggs Darklighter, oh, that's just Luke's friend. No, this is like, oh my God, it's Biggs Darklighter.
And he's a badass.
Exactly. That, like, if they actually do this and expand on other characters that we know very little about, that's the kind of things I like and I'd love to see.
Oh, no, it would be really cool. So hopefully that's a true thing.
All right.
Next news story. I'm going to give credit to Zach McCrary for this one, because I saw it on his news feed, and I loved it. I couldn't help but talk about it, because Kurt and I love Nathan Fillion. What can we say?
Yes, we do.
Nathan Fillion at the Wizard World Comic Con in Chicago was asked if he would like to be any other superhero, because I think because they were saying Green Lantern is not going to be for him, unfortunately, but is there anyone he would like to be? And he said, I think I could take a pretty good crack at Booster Gold. That's kind of my niche. My niche? Is that right? Niche?
Nietzsche.
Nietzsche? No, that's not right.
Niche?
Niche. Niche. That's it. I can't pronounce words.
Yeah.
That's kind of my niche. Show-offy, vain. I think I could handle that. Not too bright. I think it'd be perfect. It's a perfect fit.
He would.
I never even thought about that. We were so focused on him being Green Lantern, which for Hal Jordan, it'd be perfect. But Booster Gold, Nathan Fillion, you amazing man, you.
Honestly, like, I've always wanted to see him play Green Lantern ever since we knew that he was doing the voice of Green Lantern in the animated series and
he's
everything.
He's perfect in that.
Like, and plus, he even stated, like, we all know that, like, for people who actually know about Nathan Fillion, Nathan Fillion's favorite superhero is Green Lantern.
Yeah.
He read the comics. He got to play the voice of him. Why didn't they just give it to him? Let him be Green Lantern. I'm still upset about that, but regardless, him being Booster Gold would be brilliant. It really would.
It pains me to say this because Lord knows I have a man crush on Nathan Fillion just because he's an awesome guy.
We all do.
Even though...
we both do.
Even though I think he overcharges for his autographs at cons, but it is what it is. He charges like $100.
Oh, God.
I don't care if you're God. I'm not paying you $100 for... Well, that's not true. I can't
no,
really say
No, I kind of would.
If it's God?
No, but
yeah, well, if you wanted God's autograph, would you do it?
No. No, I mean, if Nathan Fillion just signed a picture of himself or something and just said, stay shiny, I'd be so happy.
You'd melt into
I'd
a
melt.
Pool.
I would melt into a pool.
Mm. Of yes, I know.
Disgusting ooze on the floor.
Of goo. where was I? Nathan Fillion? Oh, man crush. Yes, that's right.
Man crush, Booster
so
Gold.
So I might have a man crush on Nathan Fillion, but I honestly think at the end of the day, studios might want a pretty boy.
Most likely.
In the role. And
I mean, but still, I just think Nathan Fillion should at some point, somewhere, show up in the DC cinematic universe.
That'd be nice.
It'd be really nice if did.
I'm thinking of somebody else. No, I was just saying because Chris Pine was what we also wanted for Hal Jordan, but now he's playing Steve Trevor in the Wonder Woman movie, it's still a good fit. He's good.
I guess, yeah.
But Chris Pine would have been much better as in a Hal Jordan casting. So, unless they're...
Maybe they are doing Nathan Fillion for Hal Jordan.
And we don't know.
And they're just keeping it under wraps.
Oh! No, that's... I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't give WB that much credit from holding out. holding out. I mean, Marvel Studios giving people what they want, I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Since DC is still partnered up with WB for their movies, I'm sorry. I don't give them credit that much. I think the DCU is heading in the right direction with its casting and its movies. This was going to be an extra news story, but there's really not much to say about it. George Miller, who directed Fury Road, Mad Max.
Yeah.
He's most likely being penned to be the director for Man of Steel 2.
Huh.
And I think... Like, he's a very visionary director. I have not seen the Mad Maxes, but I've seen enough of the trailers and other things about it to realize he is a visionary director. So he could really give us some good visuals out of Man of Steel 2.
You know what? I have to agree with you.
As long as they do... what am I thinking of? Metallo.
Yes.
I really want Metallo for a Man of Steel 2.
Yes.
But anyway, we're getting off track. Back to... where were we off?
Oh my word,
my brain is not working.
Okay, let's just go to the next news story, because we know...
We made our point.
Okay, Nathan Fillion being Booster Gold would be a great idea.
Good idea.
All right.
Moving on. Haley Atwell from Agent Carter in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes.
She has stated in a Reddit AMA session, she was asked if she would like to be a guest star in one of the episodes of Doctor Who. She replied, she wants to be Doctor Who.
Okay, first of all, how dare her?
Well, just...
How dare her?
Well, even Peter Capaldi, he used the term Doctor Who. He called himself Doctor Who because there was a time when the show...
How dare they?
When the show...
How dare they?
You would like to take thy gloves and slap them across thy faces.
I would like to slap box both of them.
Mm. No, there was a time in the old show when the show was originally began in the 60s and 70s... It was acceptable to call him Doctor Who.
Okay.
And even Peter Capaldi calls him Doctor Who. But he accepts the fact that we all call him the Doctor. It's technically correct. But she has stated that she would like to be Doctor Who, and this opens the whole debate again of should the Doctor be played by a woman? And in the past, I was kind of against it. I wasn't sure how exactly I'd feel about the dynamic, how would it change. And then I realized, you know what, the show is all about change. The show is about embracing the change. And since we got, spoilers, the Master is now a woman, Missy, that was an amazing casting, and that is proven to me, as long as it comes down to the right casting and the right mannerisms, it can work.
I agree, but I think because they went with a female Master, we won't see a female Doctor very soon. I think more or less, one, he's either going to be ginger or he's going to be a different race.
Or he's a ginger woman.
I don't know about that.
He regenerates into Amy Pond.
But he...
basically.
No, I mean, because he has always been complaining for the past, like, what, three generations... Or three regenerations.
I see what you did there. Yeah. Yeah, good.
He's been complaining that he's still not ginger.
Yeah.
And he really wants to be ginger. So I think they're finally going to... I think they might go there first. And then maybe a different race or backwards. And then they would probably go to a female.
What do you mean by different race?
Like, he could be African-American. He could be Hispanic.
Okay.
Like, that's what I mean by race. Like, because we still, all the Doctors have all been white. Like, all of them.
I'm totally okay with him being black.
Yeah, I
totally
mean.
Totally okay
with
it. Yeah,
I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with him being, like, I'm not against it, and I'm not against him being a woman either.
You remember before?
But I just think.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. But I just think that's what they're going to probably do first, because, like, they don't want to go too far, but they also, like, at the same time, they. How do I put it? Because they don't want to go, like, making a broad statement and then everybody freaks out about it. Like, because, like,
right.
if they say, okay, we're going to make the doctor a woman, people would freak out and be like, well, why not a black guy? Why not another race? Like, people would complain and be, like, saying, like, that they're racist and everything.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, fine, we're going to make the doctor black. It's like, why not a woman? It's like... people will never be happy. So
yeah.
I think they're just going to stick to the same for a while and then progressively switch it over.
Well, I mean, plus people flipped out when Capaldi was casted because he's old.
Exactly.
And it's like, hello, the show is not about the Doctor always being young and attractive. That's the thing about him. He's an alien. He doesn't even care about you.
It's very true. And plus, all the Doctors were old except for the past two.
More or less. I mean, the fifth Doctor was, he was criticized for being young.
Yeah, that's very true.
And Matt Smith was younger, even. But to be, that, like I said, that opens up a whole another debate, and I would love to do a debate episode about that, or various Doctor Who topics, because we do want to do a Doctor Who week when we go to the con in early November, and we do want to do special episodes. So maybe one of those, we'll do a couple various debates or something. We have yet to figure that out. But Hayley Atwell as the Doctor, though, you know something? Again, like I said, it comes down to casting. I don't think I'd be so much against her being the Doctor. I was much more leaning towards, keep forgetting her name, Emma Thompson.
Yes.
Who played Nanny McPhee. Now, granted, Nanny McPhee is a very Doctor-like character and kind of off the wall. But if she was casted as the Doctor, I could completely see it. And I'm very open to it, especially after this last season. They were kind of... like getting us used to the idea that the Doctor could be a woman in the future. It's like, don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. Even the Doctor wasn't afraid of it. Because remember, Clara gave away that line at the end. She's like, you could be a king of Gallifrey. He's like, yeah, I could. Or queen, whatever. He's like, yeah, I could be that too.
Yeah.
He's open to it. If he's open to it, why can't we?
Exactly.
We love the show. We love the Doctor. Why not? So I'm open to it. But it comes down to casting. Hayley Atwell, yeah. We'll see what happens here. Never know. It's all in time. Last news story I have here today. The Pokken tournament. If you have not heard of Pokken, I know, sounds like I'm saying poking, but it's not. It's Pokken, spelled P-O-K-K-E-N. Was a Japanese-only game where Pokemon meets Tekken. This is another one of Nintendo's second-party mashup crossovers, because it worked so well with Hyrule Warriors for Zelda meets Dynasty Warriors, and I love that game. But Pokemon meets Tekken I was intrigued when I heard, and then they said it's Japanese only. They were making an event, and that frustrated me. That was last year. They just recently announced that they will be doing a Wii U version, and it will be coming spring 2016, and I'm looking very much to playing this game. I've been needing a new Pokemon title in my life. I haven't played. I lost my Pokemon Y, and I'm really upset. But I want.
Oh, no.
I know. I need to find it.
Man, that sucks.
I swear it's in one of my jacket pockets. I don't know. I haven't looked hard enough. I guess I really didn't want it that bad. But anyway. But Pokemon tournament's coming to the Wii U, and I'm mad excited. And the lineup is actually not that bad. But I'm gonna read the lineup off to Kurt. Lucario's in it, of course. Machamp. Odd choice for this one, Suicune, because Suicune's like, he's on all fours.
Yeah.
So I don't see why he would be in a fighting game, but moving on. Gardevoir, which would be really good for
Gardevoir.
The French Pokemon.
Although, if you think about it, Suicune could be like fighting like how Amaterasu did in,
Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom.
I could see that, I guess.
It kind
of
makes sense.
Of course, Pikachu, he's the staple of every game. Yeah. Gengar, which would be fun. Weavile, which would be kind of like the Chun-Li character, fast. Charizard would be, I guess,
big
like
and
another.
Bulky.
Yeah. And then we have Blaziken, which is another one of my favorites. I love Blaziken so much. And then this one, which is going to come out at a later date, Pikachu Libre, which is Pikachu basically with a Mexican wrestling garb on. And it's hilarious looking. I didn't show Kurt. I should have showed him, but...
Okay.
But that's the only characters lined up currently, and I was thinking to myself of other characters that could be in it. I'm surprised the Hitmon ones aren't in, like Hitmonchan, Hitmonlee, Hitmontop. Why are they not listed? I hope they're downloadable, because I'd love to play as Hitmonchan or Hitmonlee.
Dude. Just them two fighting each other.
Oh,
that would be a fight to the death.
Quite literally, actually.
Think about it.
It'd be the first time Pokemon die. All they do is faint.
Well, they'd be KO'd, knocked out.
Yeah.
It'd be a fight.
Well,
but
true.
Wait, Tekken, though.
Yeah, we're talking, like, brutal. I don't care how family-friendly it's going to get. It's brutal.
Well, I mean, this is very, very iffy with it. Because...
Iffy.
Most likely, they're just going to do knockout, because it can't be that brutal. It's not like Pokemon Mortal Kombat.
Can you imagine, though?
Just some of the stuff, like, just ripping each other's hearts out.
Pikachu, like, if you ever want to see Pikachu murdered, don't go to that game.
Just Charizard takes a bite out of Pikachu.
Or, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. If you never wanted to see Pikachu, I can't talk. Gosh, I have such a hard time with words.
At least it's not like that. So most likely it's just gonna still be like knockouts. But I don't know. I mean, I think it would be very interesting.
You
to
know
see.
You'll play it.
I think I would.
You know I'm gonna pick it up, and you know we're gonna play it.
We're going to, 'cause
easily.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Tekken. Like, I'm a Mortal Kombat fan, and I'm a Soul Calibur fan, and I'm an Injustice fan.
I'm an Injustice and Street Fighter fan.
Yeah, like
two of my favorites.
But Street Fighter and Tekken, I cannot get into for the life of me.
That's all right.
Like, I don't know what it is about those two. I just cannot get into them.
Yeah.
So
that's all right. I was also thinking Hariyama could make an appearance. That big sumo wrestler one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he could. I mean...
Or even Ludi.
I mean, there's probably a lot of Pokemon that you could throw.
Well, those are the ones that off the top of my head I could think of. Ludicolo would be good, too. Like a water base. Although that would raise the question, because Tekken's more about, like, fighting, and yeah, you have some powers. I imagine the powers would be coming out of these Pokemon, but do you think, and I asked this to a buddy of mine I work with, do you think having the powers against powers such as, like, water against fire type, would it make their health go down further, or do you think there would be a way to, like, play the, like, because you know what I mean by that when I say that, like, it's super effective?
Yeah, but,
like, I feel like it would still incorporate in this game, but I feel like there would still be points where you could, like, upgrade your special defense and you wouldn't have it as bad against water.
I think
if you were fire.
They would try to probably fix the OP problems, so that way no character is ever overpowered.
Right.
So... Like, they wouldn't have, like...
Thought of another Mewtwo.
Oh, God.
Why is a Mewtwo in there?
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. That'd be nuts.
Or even the Regi series. The Regirock, Registeel, Regice.
Oh, yeah.
I like them, too.
Oh, yeah. Man, there's a lot of Pokemon we could just...
Dragonite.
We just gotta, like, look them up, yeah.
Dragonite.
You can just think a bunch.
the retarded dragon.
Mankey.
Oh, Mankey would be good too, or Primeape.
Oh, yeah.
Man, yeah. We might as well do the Pokemon rap. Yeah. Need a riddle going I don't remember all.
No,
it's been so long.
We used to know that by heart. Oh. Like we could just go on and on and on. But okay, we're not gonna go there because
that should be a challenge someday, though. Like we should go down.
Yeah, we
and
should
try,
definitely challenge
try
ourselves
to recite
to do
it all again.
Like try to memorize it and then go through the whole thing.
Just for you guys, for the listeners, but only if you want it. Because I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to say that. If you guys want it, remember we take suggestions. If you want it, we'll do it. Yeah. You guys in Kansas.
Hey.
Maybe you guys want it. I don't know.
So, all right.
But I'm totally down for that game. Can't wait. Okay. All right, let's get on to the movie. Hitman, Agent 47.
You, my friend, are a riddle to me. Because I've run your face and your prints through every database we have. You know what we found? Nothing. So, why don't we start with your name?
47.
It's not a name.
No, but it is mine.
So this one stars Rupert Friend. He's kind of new.
Yeah.
And I've never seen him before. He's new.
Honestly, I haven't seen him in pretty much anything, really.
No, this is the first time I've ever seen him in anything. And then Zachary Quinto is the villain, which at first he's not. But before we get into anything else, I forgot. Our structure, duh. Out of 5, Kurt, what would you give it? I know Jacob, if he was here right now, he'd probably say, Matt Damon. And what that means is, I imagine he'd be giving it either a 2 or less. Because I know he was so distracted by it. He was looking at his phone and he did not like it.
Honestly, I'd probably give it like...
This is a tough one, isn't it?
It really is, because it's just like, I could...
It's good enough not to hate it.
Exactly.
It's
hard for me to say that I didn't like it. But I can say that I didn't like it.
Okay, do you want me to go first? Because I'll explain
I'll
why.
I'll give it a 2.5.
That's where I'm at. I'm at a 2.5 as well.
Because
not like a bad...
Like it
2.5?
It's not a bad 2.5. It's just
like because 2.5. When you hear 2.5 out of 5, that sounds bad.
It does, but at the same time, like it was still kind of worth it to see.
It's because it's watchable.
It is watchable.
I wouldn't say in theaters watchable. I mean, we all agreed you should only watch it on Netflix because it's really
just,
not. You really
just
wouldn't
Netflix
pay money
it or stream it somewhere like on the internet.
I mean, yeah. Besides doing this for the podcast, I would not pay money to see that.
No, but it is watchable. Like if you're bored and you have nothing to do, and you see, oh hey, there's Agent 47. Do you want to watch it? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
Time killer. Sure. Yeah,
exactly. It's
done.
A good time killer. I mean, it's not so bad that you can't. Literally sit through the entire
thing. It's no Sharknado.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Because, man, I suffered
through that.
Let's
just say that the movie is not that bad. It's just not that bad.
Not that bad. But it's not that good.
But it's not that bad.
But it's not that good.
But it's still not that bad.
But it's not that bad.
So, okay.
It's like Terminator Genesis good / bad.
Yeah, I mean...
It's a tough call.
It's watchable.
Yes.
It is watchable. So...
But definitely go see on Netflix. But anyway, let's get into it. So the story, basically, you know, the hitman that we know and love, right? Hitman, Agent 47, is sent in on a contract to kill 2 people. And he goes after them. And he kind of starts out as the bad guy. And this man, John Smith, comes in. That's played by
Zachary Quinto.
He comes in, saves the girl. And he's like, I'm here to save you. I was sent to save you, blah, blah, blah. So Hitman's kind of like, well, basically, the whole opening is like the Terminator.
Okay, seriously, when I was watching the movie...
Forget the story. Let's just get into that. Why did it start off like the Terminator?
Okay, I will say this. One, I did not expect it.
Me neither.
Because I didn't watch any of the... Like, I saw, like, the first trailer, and I was just like, okay, another Hitman movie. But I didn't expect that we were actually going to be going to see it and do it for the podcast.
Plus,
so I kind of like threw it out of my mind. I didn't even like remember what was in the trailer.
Right.
So we're cause last week you were just like, hey, we're going to do Hitman for this week. I'm like, oh, okay. So we go to see it. So I'm thinking like, I know about Hitman, like it's a story about Agent 47. I know that. So when we're going in to see the movie and the whole premise, the very beginning, it shows Agent 47 is like the bad guy. I was just like, wait, what?
Yeah, I was confused by that too.
I was so confused. I was just like, what is going on right now?
I came here to see Hitman.
Exactly. And then you're seeing like the girl get close to Zachary Quinto's character. And I'm like, wait a minute. This feels exactly like Terminator right now. Like, I mean, like copy-paste Terminator.
Especially when Zachary Quinto said, I was sent here to protect you.
What's your name? My God.
And I remember looking to you, whispering to you. I was like, my name's Kyle Reese.
Seneca.
No, but when the Hitman starts off as like basically the Terminator, the villain, I'm thinking to myself, man, this is kind of a different take on Hitman. I was kind of curious where this was going. I didn't think it was good, but I was curious enough to keep going. And then, you know, the plot changed up, and then the Hitman's kind of protector, and
yeah,
you know, so it gets back into it. But I think, yeah, well, okay, back to the story. We're all over the place. This movie's just the same. It's all over the place. The story follows Hitman protecting the girl. They're going to find her father. And while they're all doing that, John Smith is attacking them because he actually works for the organization known as Syndicate, who basically wants to make Hitmen agents.
Yeah, he wants to start making them again.
So the father is basically, well, he's influencing
them. He knows the
them.
Formula pretty
and,
much.
And so that's basically what happens. Really not much more to it. But here's what I did like. I did like the fact that, to me, this was flashier. This was flashier than the first film, and I think that's where the first film went awry, because I felt that the first film was so tone-deaf. Like, I wasn't enjoying myself. I wasn't rooting for the hitman.
Well, you're not supposed to, really.
Right, I mean, he is an anti-hero, I get it, but at the same time...
You kind of are just, like, when you watch the original Hitman movie, I like it because you're kind of just watching events. Like, you're not supposed to feel for him. You're supposed to understand. That's it. And that's why, in this movie, I was kind of, I don't know.
But it's the same thing. Are you going to watch a movie and get into what the character is about, or are you going to watch a movie of events? Do you see what I mean? What? Like, you're not taking on a journey. You're just, here's stuff for you to look at.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Here's a good one. Who's the main character of Star Wars?
Of the original?
Yeah.
Luke?
Are you watching his story?
Yes.
Or are you watching events that happened?
You're watching Luke's story. You're following his journey. He starts out at in a place where he's like downtrodden. He wants to fight the galaxy, but
okay,
he can't.
That's a bad example.
That's a very bad example. That's a perfect example for a good character. How about episode one? I keep going back to that because you never know what the main protagonist of the movie. God, those movies are awful. That's at another time.
We'll never go.
We want to do special segments for the lead up to Force Awakens. But anyway, back to Hitman. Yeah, this is a movie. The original was of events. I wasn't on a journey of this character. And the woman he was with, Olga Kurylenko, don't get me wrong, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, the one. And we're talking about the one with Timothy Olyphant.
Yes,
like that
yes, we
one.
Are. She was annoying.
And that's the way you had to view that movie, because you viewed it from his point of view. And in his point of view, he was really annoyed, and he was like, at one point, he was just like, are you going to be quiet, or am I going to have to put you in the trunk again?
Right.
It's that kind of thing. You're just like, yeah, you would feel, now I'm annoyed, but that's the point. They wanted you to know what he's feeling right now.
I didn't even find anything humorous about it.
Okay. Well, but that's the point. It's not supposed to
be
humorous.
I get it. It's meant to be dark, but that's just
exactly.
But it's dark, and when it's dark, and there's nothing fluctuating, it's tone deaf then.
For those listeners, I'm just going to say right now, in my opinion, the original Hitman with Timothy Olyphant was so much better.
Fine.
In every way.
That's fair.
Just saying.
Fair. But that's your opinion.
Okay.
That's fine.
Because this movie...
But you're wrong, and I hate you.
I respect your opinion, but
you're
wrong,
and
I hate
you.
But no, the thing I had an issue with in this movie, it felt so video game-like.
Yes, I agree with that.
But at the same time... It was also the thing that made me like it, is because it felt like a video game movie.
Yeah.
It literally felt like you were watching a movie that was a video game, that was based off a video game, and it really was.
Right.
So when you're watching the movie, you see like stupid little action sequences, like where he gets out of the car and you see all these guys sliding down toward the car.
Yeah, I'd imagine going, playing that
pow,
in the game.
Pow, 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 like shooting the guys. I imagined that is a scene right out of a video game that you would have to do, like a mission you would have to do. And I'm like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense.
I could totally see it myself.
But the thing is, because they did that, it like made no sense at all, and it was so stupid.
They were action scenes to be action scenes.
They were actually, yeah.
Like, cool things to look at, but...
Yes, but it's meant for a video game. It's not meant for a movie. And because of that, that's why I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I did. So
you liked it as a movie, but you didn't like it as a video game adaptation.
No.
Oh.
I liked it as a video game adaptation. I didn't like it as a movie.
Okay.
So it's very hard. Like, I am so...
You're right in the middle.
Okay, because when I see this movie, I am so confused on my feelings for this movie.
Let's point this out. I'd like to think that with this movie, I actually walked in thinking this is going to be bad already, because it's a movie, it's a video game adaptation.
We got exactly what we thought was going to happen.
And that's exactly what we thought was
going to happen. So we weren't disappointed.
We weren't disappointed, whereas Jacob just knew he wasn't going to like it, and...
Like,
you know.
he was just like, this movie's gonna suck.
And
he
walked
like,
out,
it
he's like,
it
sucked. But for us, I think...
We're just like, okay, it's gonna be a video game movie. It's gonna be bad.
So let's see what we get out
of
this.
But we saw it, and we're like, you know what? It wasn't bad for what we thought it was gonna be.
It's exactly what you think you're gonna get.
Yeah.
But, okay, let's point out the good things. I actually think the plot was enough.
It was copy-paste.
It was enough to get through, but it was copy-paste. It took elements from every single movie that you can think of, starting with the Terminator.
Yeah.
Terminator 2 with the villain.
Yes.
If you see it, you'll know what we mean. The Matrix in there, kind of like she's the one.
Oh, yes.
Because
and then she has to
nowhere,
train, she just knows.
Like, don't get me wrong, the training scene was fine. I understood, because that was actually very good compared to the game.
Yeah.
That is the kind of thing you're doing. You're stealth... trying to kill people in different ways, and that's why I was impressed with that scene. But ultimately, her character goes from training, probably one other small thing, and all of a sudden she knows Kung Fu. And that's...
And how was she all of a sudden such a good shot with a gun?
Out of nowhere.
She had survival skills. Like, okay, because we find out later in the movie that she was basically part of the hitman, of the agent...
program.
She was part of the program, and she was injected with this stuff.
She was better.
Yeah, she was a better person. She, so when you see that, and you know that, but the thing is, her father even said, "I gave you the skills to survive." That's all.
That's it.
That's all he said.
That doesn't make you
that
a better shot.
That doesn't include knowing Kung Fu and knowing how to get perfect shots every time you shoot at someone.
Movie logic.
No!
I know. Movie logic. I hate it.
It makes no sense. It just...
See, I think with the plot and what they had something that had potential to be better, especially with the theme. I did like the theme they were trying to convey in this film, because, again, I think there was no real theme in the original movie. This one had a theme, and that's what I was impressed by. The theme was, like, basically, don't turn away from who you are. Embrace who you are. And even Hitman's all about that. He kind of has a problem with it, too. But he eventually learns to embrace. So that's why I felt like this time... While, yeah, I know a lot of different reviewers have said it's worse, I actually do think this one's better. Not by much, because the first one kind of set a low bar. But this is still...
Okay.
I don't know.
But, one, we didn't get to see another fight scene with another agent, which would have been freaking cool.
First of all, that did piss me off.
Yes, because at the very end, you see... spoiler... At the very end, you see another agent. It's Agent 46.
Eight.
48? Was it 46 or 48?
I forget. It's one of the two.
It's one of the two.
It's a number.
It's the number either before or after 47.
So he's either slightly better or slightly worse.
Oh, wait. I think it is 48 because that would make sense. He's a little bit better.
Slightly
and that's why
better,
his, like, arch nemesis or something. I think it was, like, his arch nemesis.
Nah.
I don't know the whole story of him,
and
man.
And he looked like to be a clone, and I don't think they're clones.
Okay, the clones, they were just freaking stupid because these are kids. These are real people that were injected with a serum to make them emotionless and better at skills and everything.
Right.
They are not clones.
They're not clones. That's the one thing
they
the first movie
humans.
Got right.
Okay, that's the thing that the original movie got right.
Yeah.
And plus, that freaking scene on the train when they all have swords, that was so badass.
That's from the first movie, and that is what I do appreciate about
so
the first movie.
So badass!
There are action scenes that were really good, and they worked with the effects of the time, and they were good scenes. They were.
Like, and plus, that's another thing I have to agree with Jacob on, because Jacob and we were all talking about it after we saw the movie. We were standing outside the theater, and Jacob said one thing, and I have to agree with him a lot. The CGI that they used in this movie made no sense, and it shouldn't have been there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it had no reason to be there. Just like the freaking jet engine, like that, the whole jet engine period should not have been there. It made no sense, because, like they're in a room, like, she has to learn her training, and he's like, we don't have much time. You need to just start doing it. And then all of a sudden, there's a jet engine, and she's like, aren't you going to untie me? And he's like, you do it yourself. And he turns on a jet engine in some kind of factory, like some warehouse. And I'm just like, who the hell leaves a jet engine in a factory?
Cool thing to look at. Doesn't make any sense.
What? It made no sense.
Kurt, breathe. Breathe.
Oh, God.
No, I'm there with you. I agree. It doesn't make any sense. Again, like I said, if you're there to be entertained by cool things, yeah, you'll get what you paid for. But
seriously, logic. He was just like, when should I press it? Like the button. Remember when he pressed the button? And the two things just clamped down on the two soldiers. Yeah. Okay.
How'd you know?
That was hilarious and stupid. But how did she know? Because they were in a completely different room.
Right.
She could not see them. Now, you can anticipate where someone's going to be.
Yeah.
If you can see where they're walking to. She couldn't even see them. She just knew where they were. And she was just like, now, press the button. Slam. They're dead. I was just like, what? Seriously, this movie makes no sense, but it's enjoyable to watch. That's why I have a hard time with this movie.
Kurt, you're turning red. You're about to explode.
It's the
paradox of enjoyment and unenjoyment.
It really is.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I love to hate this movie or hate that I love this movie.
Kurt, go to your happy place. Zen, man. God. Go to your zen. Calm down. So I think it's obvious to say that we're pointing out mostly flaws.
It's true, because, like, even, that's like, why we...
I agree with the CGI as well. I wanted to point that out. The CGI is really dated.
It was pointless. It was pointless. They could have made a good action movie and not have had any CGI whatsoever.
Right.
They could have done it. That's what they did with the original one.
But also, but also when you have your list of actors and the biggest name you see is Zachary Quinto, that's not saying much. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, he's a great Spock. True. But his only other real big thing he did was Heroes. Besides that...
Yeah.
So that's not saying much for your movie there either. But I think we ranted about what we needed to rant about. It's a watchable film. It's not good, but it's watchable.
It is watchable.
Oh man. Even I've had a hard time just saying this.
It's watchable. That's all it is.
That's it. It's watchable.
That's it.
Forgettable, but watchable.
Yeah, like, you can literally just watch it on Netflix and then just be like, okay, yeah, I've seen it.
You're fine. Like,
when someone asks you, like, was it any good? It's like, eh.
Ha, and they think they're getting a sequel.
Yeah.
There's a clip after the credits. The classic, villain's not really dead, wake up.
Oh, God.
All right. I think this is the most frustrating of movies we've reviewed. No, Fantastic Four was pretty frustrating. This is just... a paradox. This is a paradox in film. But hey, that's Agent 47.
Yeah.
And we're leaving it at that, because we don't know where else to go with it. Kurt needs to calm down.
That's about it.
He seems to me like he needs a cigarette. So before we close out our show, let's get to Ask the Nerds, which again, we're waiting for you guys. Please, somebody give us a question. I'm running out of things to ask these guys.
I seriously am about to, start asking my, customers at my job, just be like, hey man.
Hey, y'all, you got any of those questions?
What would you like to, ask a nerd?
Say what?
Yeah,
just ask us something.
Ask a nerd something. If you could ask a comic book nerd anything, what would it be?
Why don't you guys get a real life? Screw you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We have a life. No. We do a podcast radio show for free. And people download and love us. People in Kansas.
We have lives. No. But no, seriously.
I do have a question, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, since we're talking about movie video game adaptations, is there a video game you would love to see adapted?
Assassin's Creed or Mass Effect.
Well, Assassin's Creed is happening.
Yeah. Michael Fassbender.
Oh, Michael Fassbender. Love you!
Just, okay, like, originally he was supposed to be Altair, and then he was changed to Desmond, I think.
I think he was switched to Desmond. I think he still is Altair.
If he is Altair, I'm completely happy with that, okay? I want to see a Mass Effect movie.
Yes.
Seriously, Mass Effect, the story of Mass Effect is one of my favorite stories of all time. And that is one video game movie I would love to see. And if they butcher it,
I'm coming after you.
I will come after you.
Imagine Mass Effect directed by James Cameron. Mind blown. Kurt did the fingers and shot himself. He's dead for the rest of the program, folks. Looks like it's me. So I'm gonna tell you guys what I think. Now granted, I know it's happening, but at the same time, I am kind of still excited for it. Uncharted. I'd like to see Uncharted as a film.
I am back from the dead.
You're welcome back.
Yeah. Okay. So
this podcast has powers.
Yes, Uncharted.
But granted, at the same time, while I'm excited for it, at the same time, it's going to be kind of like another Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's not going to have the same experience.
Maybe it should just be kept to video games. Because Uncharted is a very good series. Ever since, like you kept telling me to play it, and I finally decided to, because in lieu of Uncharted 4, I was like, holy mother
of God.
Yes.
Basically.
I was like, my goodness. seriously, it is a great story.
Yeah.
And it'd be cool to see in a movie, but it really would be basically
just another Indiana Jones, but...
What if they were just replace Indiana Jones with Uncharted?
But I want another Indiana Jones.
I know. But...
Chris Pratt. Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Fate of Atlantis.
What if Chris Pratt was Nathan Drake?
He could do it.
Yeah.
I think Nathan Drake is a different type of swagger, though.
Yeah, he has a different style.
Get us Nathan Fillion for that.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like him. Yeah.
You know what?
Give him Booster Gold and give him this. Why not? Give him anything.
You know what? Okay.
He's got the swagger. People like him. Give it to him. Until I think of something better. That's the movie I want to see.
I don't know. What do you think, Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
Well said.
Very well said, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt Damon. Thank you for being here. And thank you all for listening to our podcast. Even though we didn't have Jacob, but you guys are awesome. You tuned in anyway. Kansas, you guys are amazing. This episode was completely for you.
We love you.
Thank you all for listening. You can follow us on Podomatic.com or iTunes using the podcast app. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at JustNerdStuff1, and don't forget to get involved. If you do use iTunes to listen to our show, give us a rating and a review. We really appreciate that. Also, post comments to our respective pages. Ask a question for our Asking the Nerd segment, and we'll give you a shout-out. Also, give us suggestions because our show is shaped by you. And as always, make sure to share our podcast around because we need to spread the nerdiness. Here's our fact of the day.
During filming, Rupert Friend accidentally hurt himself when firing a blank bullet for one scene. The hot shell bounced off the floor and hit him in the head, burning him slightly.
That's not very fun.
Well, there's not much to go off, Corey. There's honestly barely any information.
This is meant to be a fun fact.
What? What am I supposed to do about this? There's not many fun facts about Hitman.
You need to Google search better things.
I don't know. There's something about a rubber duck and a toaster, apparently, about Hitman.
No, that could just be about anything in life.
I'm serious. Like, there's something about a rubber duck and a toaster.
If anybody asks you, what were you doing today? You know, something about a rubber duck and a toaster.
Yeah, something.
I don't know.
Stay nerdy, universe.